So as Will mentioned, our firm handles a number of incident responses, and you can see across the panel that there's a lot of experience in working up here. So one of the things that we've learned in handling these and working with clients through this is that an effective response to cybersecurity incidents is critical to managing any litigation or regulatory risk that may follow. We've seen a lot of regulatory action in this space, whether it is at the federal level with the FTC or the Office for Civil Rights, or at the state levels as more state AGs become involved in these investigations of companies after they've had data breaches. And so one of the things we want to do is think about how you, working with your clients, or with your, if you're an in-house counsel, to protect your customers and their branding following a data security incident. And so this slide, and Tom, if you'll talk a little bit about the threats that you're seeing in the cybersecurity threat landscape. And what we've seen, certainly it's continuously evolving. What I was working on 7 years ago when I first started doing this is vastly different than today. So Tom, I think you've got an inside scoop on that, so please talk about that.
Sure, so this slide kind of shows the different types of threats that are out there. And my company, we tend to respond to most of these, helping different industries and organizations deal with these threats. So, one of the things that you tend to hear most about in the headlines is the nation state intrusions from Russia and China. But there's a lot of other stuff out there. Kind of starting on the left is just more of the kind of what we refer to as more commodity type malware. Their goal is really to infect as many systems as possible. Create large botnets of infected computers that can do various things. That might be steal data, it might be do some sort of attack against another organization, or deliver more malware or spam emails, stuff like that.